What are the examples you think of using the temptation, if you will, of the young quarterback in such a way that's really backfiring?
You know, I don't know that the San Francisco 49ers did Alex Smith any favors last year, you know, dropping him in late in the season to start. That's one of these deals where if you're going to let him learn and take his lumps, go for it from the beginning. I think it's very hard for some of these guys to just get, you know, plopped into a losing situation and you know, 6 or 8 weeks into the season and have everybody else roaring around them at high speed and they're still trying to get accustomed to just the tempo of the NFL game. But the other argument quite often is for a struggling team, this is how you buy grace. The Tennessee Titans might not have believed in the beginning that Vince Young was going to be all the things that he's been so far this year, but you have a built-in excuse for failure if you play a young quarterback, but you also generate a great amount of hope when the guy reacts well to the challenge and absorbs your offense and shows the great athletic skills that can win you games.
And I think also it shows a lot about the quality of the organization and how they manage their talent, especially at that position. If you look at Alex Smith, he had no offensive line to protect him. If you look at Matt Leinart, he has almost no offensive line, but he's so good, and at least he has so much talent at the skill positions that he can get some things done. What about Jay Cutler? It looked like an enormous mistake on Sunday night.
I thought that the timing was poor and that Jake Plummer was getting blamed for a lot of systemic breakdowns in the Broncos' offense. It would be foolish to argue that he was having any kind of great year, but that team is lacking the sort of tight end that it's had in the past, where the quarterback can run those little half rolls or naked boots and have a guy 8 to 10 yards downfield wide open. Running game hasn't been the same. Offensive line hasn't been the same. And the guy who paid for that was Jake Plummer. Now, if the Broncos have decided to, you know, begin tomorrow, today, by putting Cutler in, that's certainly their business. But if a guy like Plummer can't get it done for you, I don't see where the rookie's going to really help.